Sustainable packaging. Packaging goals for sustainability include minimizing packaging volume and weight, but within reason, as the material being protected often has a much larger environmental footprint than the packaging itself. Extending the life of a perishable product with a protective shrink wrap can provide a far larger sustainability net benefit than allowing that product to spoil faster. However, right-sizing standard size packaging or using equipment that creates custom box sizes on demand can minimize not only the packaging but also the need for as much dunnage while also reducing shipping cost. Consumers are also beginning to be more sensitive to wasteful packaging. Another goal is to design packaging for reuse, recycling, or energy recovery / composting whenever possible. Sustainable packaging may be a regulatory mandate. Regulation 9462/EC is a directive on packaging and packaging waste that applies to goods sold in the EU. It promotes minimizing packaging, designed for recovery or reuse, restricts heavy metals in packaging, and sets recovery targets for the waste stream. As of 2024, a replacement directive, the Packaging and Packaging Waste Directive, PPWD, was pending legislative finalization, but would require all packaging in the EU to be recyclable by 2030, with some exceptions, and be fit to be sorted into specific waste streams and allow recycling at scale by 2035. IKEA provides a good example of innovation in recycling and the use of recycled materials. IKEA needed a replacement for expanded polystyrene, EPS foam, that was not easily recyclable and did not decompose in nature. At one point, IKEA was using enough foam to fill the Empire State Building every 2 years. After some trials, IKEA now uses a fiberboard made with a honeycomb construction of hexagon shapes to enable the material to be lightweight, durable, and able to be used as a shock absorber while also being recyclable and inexpensive. Reusable packaging includes rigid containers like stackable plastic bins, kegs, barrels, or metal containers, as well as reusable cushioning material like inflatable dunnage bags. It is highly sustainable since it is not discarded or is discarded only after a certain number of uses, for example, a reusable cardboard master carton. Auto parts manufacturers use rigid containers that are customized to hold specific parts. Air cargo uses large rigid unit load devices to contain all cargo and facilitate unloading. On the return trip, stackable containers can be stacked to save space and inflatable dunnage bags can be deflated, or they can be used on the other end to ship goods elsewhere. Other types of rigid containers that are not stackable or collapsible may have to factor in a more expensive return trip. Rigid containers may also require a deposit system to ensure their return. In some cases, it is beneficial to track packaging in a warehouse management system to ensure the return of individual containers due to the cost of investment in some types of reusable packaging.